This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A raid by Denver police in 2019 ended with a house burning down and two officers shot. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports the owner of the house is now set for a settlement.
DPD officers used tear gas as they tried to end an hours-long standoff with a man at a house on Inca Street. But those canisters are reportedly forbidden for indoor use, and they led to a fire that destroyed the home. The home's owner was the mother of the suspect in the standoff, and she sued the police department. She'll be awarded $95,000 in a city council-approved settlement. The woman's son, Joseph Quintana, was accused of shooting two officers before the tear gas was deployed. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday rejected two appeals involving Denver-based Dominion voting systems. The appeals follow baseless claims made by Republicans that Dominion was responsible for their candidate's defeat in the 2020 presidential election. The court turned away an appeal from Fulton County, Pennsylvania, in a case involving Dominion machines. The other appeal involved claims from people who said Dominion tried to silence them. Two hospitals in Denver are joining Kaiser Permanente's growing network, and Presbyterian St. Luke's. The two hospitals are owned by HCA Health One. They'll join Kaiser next year, caring for Kaiser patients. Just last month, Kaiser added to its network four Common Spirit Health hospitals in Lakewood, Longmont, and Westminster. Mostly sunny along the Front Range, highs in the 80s in Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, and Boulder through this afternoon. This is CPR News.